Hello, this is the podcast for November 24th in Ms. Brown's Grade 2 classroom. So if you've missed some school, this would be an opportunity for you to catch up. We started the day with Writer's Workshop and we talked about voice again. And we added to Ms. Brown's blog and the students helped me create a blog post that showed a lot of voice in my writing. They gave me several suggestions as to how I could make it better, how I could improve it. After Writer's Workshop, we did word work, we played some games, and we learned how to play the game Switch and the game Old Maid. After our games, we went to recess. Recess was over, we had snack as usual, and then we went to gym and we worked with tennis rackets and beanbags. We practiced tossing and catching with that tool. After gym, we went to math, and in math, we continued to work on math stations and using whisper voices, working with each other, practicing our strategies, practicing seeing dot collections, practicing matching, doing all those things that we do in math. After math stations, we cleaned up, and we did a graph today, and our question was, do you make your bed every day? And it was interesting because the majority of the kids do not make their bed every single day. We had 11 kids that do not make their bed and only 7 of them who do make their bed. So there was a difference of 4. We talked about what we see in the graph, questions that we could ask. Kids asked questions, kids answered questions. After math, we looked at our work in One is a Snail, 10 is a Crab. We looked at the examples and the answers that we gave. We talked about organizing data. We talked about actually finding patterns inside of our data. And we didn't quite finish this because our time was up. We had to get started on lunch, but we'll continue this conversation on Tuesday. Kids went out for lunch, then they came back and we did daily 5. During daily 5, we put up a new comprehension strategy called make a picture or mental image in your head. So while you're reading, you want to be having a picture of what the author is talking about. After daily 5, it was recess, and then the kids came back and we did show and tell. Mason brought in 2 robotic cats and showed us how they worked. One of them looked very real. It was actually quite interesting and neat. And Michaela brought in her sock monkey and she showed us all about that and how it had visited Jasper and the sweater that she bought for it in Jasper. After show and tell, we did our spelling test, and then the kids went off to music and practiced their carols for when they go to sing to the seniors. So I hope you were able to listen to this podcast and able to catch up. So we look forward to seeing you back at school, and hopefully this podcast for November 24th in Ms. Brown's class has helped you to learn what you've missed. Bye-bye.